Blog Talk Radio.
Live. Ladies, a table so they can give out some dabs. Now we roll. What's everybody doing tonight? We're in Sacramento at the Orbit Show. And it is packed. So many people here. I'm going to go around to every booth individually and say what's up. Show love to everybody. Got people giving out massage. Blood Brothers is here. I got a strawberry lemonade, frozen strawberry lemonade medicated in my hand. I'm here with the Davenports ladies. We got them a table VIP spot. We're live on CCHI Radio Trip on Blast here at the Orbit Show. But we got so much stuff going on. It's unbelievable. Got my man Cruz here, Calvin and Gloves. We're live on CCHI Radio.
What it do, what it do.
Gonna do a quick interview with my man Cruz. What's good, man? Tell everybody what you got going on. What are you doing out here?
I'll be just out here enjoying the community, you know what I'm saying? We'd all focus on this event, you know, twice a week, and it's a really good time for the community to come together and see what the community is about. So if you haven't been out to one of these, come check them out. If there's one going on in your town that you can get to support any session you can support, you know, keep the movement going.
That's what it's all about, and we're not out here just giving away dabs and trying to get people, you know, fed right, but we're out here actually giving them information on legalization, on health and safety practices. I know you're always talking about clean cultivation.
Clean cultivation, clean extraction.
So what's one of the most important things you like to tell people about cultivation and making sure they have a good, clean medicine? That they're growing it or buying it, either way.
Organic's the best. And if you can't go that route, you know, if the ash is white, it's right. I don't know how to put it, right? You know, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak.
Yeah, if your buddy's smoking some joint and it's got some big old nasty black ash hanging off of it.
I guess the best advice right now, October, November, December, do not smoke wet weed. Let that shit dry out.
Good advice right there.
All my young homies, bless them, they got the harvest attack going. Falling them out.
Old humble hack. I know what that's like. And that's what it is, too. They just
that
get a little overhanging.
That extra char, that...
Because we've already determined from our concentrate experiences that, you know, flour is not as good for us as
filtration.
Right.
That's cocoa, or there's a few answers to those problems, but yeah.
Definitely. There's always those
answers. That's why I come out to the event. Big or small.
Yeah, we got growers out here. Everybody out here. I mean, all kinds of different people out here, right? Growers.
Yeah, I see some clones within sight. Real nice, clean glass. Filtered with the cocoa. So there's people out here on all forms of education and levels of connoisseurs to beginners.
That's right. And we support them
all. Love, exactly.
And it showed love to every single one of them. And you're not from NorCal, right? You're not really from this area.
No, I was born and raised in Northern California. Born in Bishop down in Inyo County. And then spent most of my life in El Dorado County.
Nice.
So Tahoe is where I tell people to give them a
sick. Oh, it was beautiful.
World renowned. So
right up the road from where we're at here, basically.
Lots of good OGs.
Lots of good OGs. Pretty decent laws. Pretty lax. They had some crooked cops. They ended up busting them last year. Hopefully we can cruise through there without getting profiled anymore.
Yeah, well.
That's always a problem.
Keep your kids straight now.
Yeah, right. Keep your tags registered, your plates right. Wear your seatbelt. Don't go through blowing big smoke if you got packs on you. That's probably good advice.
That's real good advice.
And you know, but they will profile you. You got a big beard and you look the part. So you know how it is. It happens all the time. But know your rights, right?
Don't be a prick to them either. Respect your adversary. Don't come across the wrong way because then they're gonna want to do you dirt. Like even if they're being disrespectful, it ain't the streets, you know.
Yeah, you can't just fight with the police and think it's going
to
be all right.
Your cops and a lawyer, more power to you. But.
Right, that's your best defense. Know your rights. Know that you don't have to say anything. Nobody's ever told the police anything to tell them in court. So.
No, Pop Brothers and Law said it best. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Free to go or am I being detained?
Exactly. So we're at Orbit right now, Sacramento, South Side, City of Trees. You know what it is. We're having a little issues with the power. I want to thank Cruz for checking in. Calvin and Globs, you know what it is. We're just making our rounds here. CCHI Radio, Trip on Blast, high powered. We do it Fridays and Saturdays whenever we really feel like it. Whenever we got an event going that we want to be a part of. Sacramento. Anderson, California, November 7th. We'll be down in Antelope Valley on October 30th for the Dios Los Muertos with the Vape City Camp. We'll play some Vape City Camp later. About to play the Dab Track, the 810/710 Dab Track here. We're playing some Charles I tonight, people. If you haven't heard of Charles I, he's up and coming DJ. Music maker, one of my buddies that I met this year on the tour. So We're going to play some of his music. We're going to play Chris Conrad later on, speech that he had from Berkeley. We want to get people motivated for CCHI 2016 and get everybody educated and get ready to collect signatures. We need 100,000 signatures in 45 days to stop all the assembly bills in California. So we want to make sure that we do that as humanly possible. There's a lot of things that we'll get into on the radio station that will affect each and every patient, provider, and grower differently. So we want to make sure that we reach out to you guys. And if you have any questions, you can call us up, 917-889-8298. And you can go back and listen to our old episodes on iTunes, and Apple Podcast app. Just search CCHI 2016. So this is Charles the First, Ebb and Flow. Go hit us up on the website, the nation on legalization. We're trying to legalize cannabis in California. by the people, for the people, 99 for the 99, as we so often say. But it's true. The 1% have had to try to hijack every single thing that we have in this country and on this earth, and we can't let them hijack our cannabis and hemp rights. Both of them are equally as important. Some important for different reasons. What inspired CCHI was Jack Hare and the Jack Hare Initiative, which was written by Jack Hare and Captain Ed Adair. You can always go back and read that online, too. They have copies of that online. The Emperor Wears No Clothes. CCHI Initiative is based on the Emperor Wears No Clothes, an initiative of state law in a book. So it's important to know that that book is where this initiative came from. So I'm hoping everybody is able to hear me out there. You can give us a call and say what's up, 917-889-8298. And just say hey if you want and ask the question. We're out tonight at the Orbit Show in Sacramento on the south side. I want to thank everybody. Hashtag Weed All Star, hashtag Orbit Show on Instagram. So many people out here. Sierra Patient Network, the Earl Minotti, the Dab Bar. We got Bud Brothers. We got Jungle Bird. Big shout out to Frank. He's got a big event going on tomorrow at the Elevated Ultra Lounge. Sunday, October 25th, starting at noon. It's a private event, 18 and older, with valid 215 script and ID. Shout out to Dabsticks for helping out with this event, dabsticks.com. Koala Edibles, Selectalu will be in the house on the 1s and 2s. Selectalu is in the building tonight, as usual. Caliber, want to shout out them as well. And Cali Kid will all be vending tomorrow at the Sunday Smokeout. Vendors, free gifts, DJ, live music, food and drinks. Elevated Ultra Lounge, exclusive entertainment. So we want to big up Frank from Jungle Dirt, Jungle Dirt LLC on Instagram. So please go check that out as well. We're just grooving along tonight out here. That's Selecta Lou. That's Selecta Lou. Doing it big on the 1s and 2s tonight. Playing this. Playing all the underground stoner classics and the new stuff. You know what it is. We're just out here and basically in a backyard, you know. It's a little fence around it. There's some old cars back here. Kind of a junkyard, but not a bunch of cars. And probably, you know, 25 or 30 vendors, probably 200 people I'm looking at. How many of them registered to vote is the first thing I think of. That's what my mind goes through, the first thing I think of. How many of these people vote? Because you know that they all smoke. That's pretty much a given that they wouldn't be here. But when I look at them, I think, how many of these people vote? And I used to be anti-vote and anarchy and all this, but that really doesn't work. That just gives the government the power. That gives them the power to tell us what to do. Because we're not doing anything. We're not standing up for ourselves or that we believe in our rights. And that's exactly what they want us to do. So that's why voting became important.
Giving out some free massages.
Free massages.
Other free massages.
We got free massages going on over here. Yeah, I wonder how many people are registered to vote. And I think if half of them are registered, that's probably pretty good. But if even the other half registered via registertovote.california.gov, I think, then we can get this initiative passed, because that's the main thing. You can't vote for the initiative if you're not signed up to vote. And the only thing to vote, you have to be 18. You don't even have to have ID. They tried to make that a law. But they've yet to do that. So luckily for us, we can still vote with having an ID. That's one of the things they tried to stop with. So, hey, you know, I'm happy to have you guys listening tonight. Trip Boone, Trip on Blast, CCHI Radio 2016. We got shows Sunday through Thursday right now. Voice of the Cannabis War, The Philosopher's Stone, Smoke Wolf Radio, Let My People Go, and High Power. Then I do the Trip on Blast on Friday and Saturday nights. So check us out all different times. And if you miss us, you can go on iTunes. Go back and listen to us on iTunes, CCHI Radio 2016. So we're going to play some more Charles the First right now. This is Into the Unknown. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Love you guys. Yeah, Charles the First here on CCHI Radio. We're live out here at the Orbit Show in Sacramento. About to get a Bud Brothers refill, strawberry lemonade perhaps, maybe a mango this time. I'm just sure, I don't know, that's my life. But yeah, we're just hanging out, man. We're about to walk around. We got Earl Minotti. We're going to try to get an interview with Earl Minotti. Earl Illuminati. Got free chairs massage from Tracy B. Shout out to Tracy for giving the massages. Shout out to my guy right here with the I took a Skittles dab earlier, dude. OCX, Organic Concentrate Extract. Shout out to JOX for that delicious Skittles dab, the second best dab I've had this weekend. Selector Lou's in the house. Say what's up, Selector Lou.
What's up, my people? How you guys all doing out there?
Everybody's chilling, man. I'm letting, you know, concede to you when you start getting on the mic. But as far as that, we're playing our own music. You know, tell them what you're spinning tonight, what
I'll
you're doing.
I'm playing some nice funky reggae for everybody, keeping the party nice and medicated.
That's right, keeping it nice and medicated, keeping it lit. That's the job of the DJ. DJ Selector, Selector Lou. My main man, we're getting a little bit closer to the music. It might be a little loud. Shouts out to True Extract. Shouts out to Anna Garden. My fucking favorite glassblowers here tonight. That's always. Got the Sierra Nevadas out here. We got Red Nose Glass out here. Shouts out to Eric. Gonna have to hook me up with one of these little dabbers for the dab bar, the 2CHI Radio dab bar. He's got some nice acoustics right here. Some cool drop down. Some old school, cool, just plastic bowls, nice and heavy pieces. I think I've seen your pieces before. You do a pretty good number on. These are pretty thick pieces, right? You want to tell the people what you got going on?
Hi, my name is Sean O'Connor. I'm with City of Trees Glassworks out of Sacramento. And, we're a group of glassblowers making local glass, good quality glass. We're always available. You can hit us up on our Instagram or our Facebook.
Tell them where it's at, where they can hit you up on the Instagram.
At City of Trees Glassworks on Instagram.
And you're on Facebook and Gmail. When they go find your pieces, you know they want to hit you up on the email. Go ahead and tell them your email on the Facebook too.
It's Sean, S-E-A-N, at cityoftreesglassworks.com.
Tell them what the kind of pieces you got here. I'm looking at like the alien one here. You got another like Medusa kind of alien one.
These ones were made here by Eric Rednose, Rednose Glass. These ones actually. We have a few of these available on our website, cityoftreesglassworks.com. And, this alien head is something that he's been developing and going, getting really creative with.
Tell them about the one over here with the gummy bears on it and the one here, like, the rainbow one. I really like the rainbow one.
Well, this gummy bear one here is made by Jay Spalletti. He works in our shop here. He's staying right over there. And then this is a... It's a nice beam work piece, multiple sections, work joint, work stem. It's got a big old marble on the back, nice and thick. Then this one here was made by me, Sean O'Connor Glass.
Nice.
Got the rainbow work section, recycler. Got a nice vortex when you hit it.
I just saw this dope-ass mushroom little pendant here. Why don't you?
Those are also Jay Spalletti right here. These are nice, like the perfect size, and look really like Amanita. Nice, juicy Amanita.
Yeah, I love them. I love them. They look great, man. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, sure thing.
And we're out here just orbits, you know, City of Trees. Got a bunch of vendors. A lot of people out here. A lot of different glass pieces. A lot of different devs. Earl Mobs in the house. Earl Mob right here. They got the Live OG, the Live Sour D, the Living Dead. Perfect for Halloween time. Sour Lemon, Sour Cookies. We're live on CHI Radio right now, Trip on Blast. Here with Earl Mob Extracts.
Out here having a good time tonight.
Tell people who you are, what you're doing.
Earl Mob Extracts, we're out here vending at the Orbit Show. Come out and see us.
Come out and see him. They got a glob for you. Give this man a dab. They stay globbing. So they got the Living Dead, the Live OG, the Sour Lemon. And some more Sour Lemon.
Live Sour D.
Some Live Sour D.
Sour
Cookie. They got a raffle. I'm going to go ahead and get in the raffle while I'm sitting here because I think I got a 10 in my pocket. And I need a good fucking piece, man. I never win shit. I never win shit. It better be me. I need it. So we'll go ahead and put my name on here. They're going to call it tonight. 10 o'clock as soon as we go off the show here. Trip Boone gets to win a new piece, hopefully. I can stop smoking out of the custody China pieces. Not that we don't like our Chinese friends, but they don't make as good as glass as our Germans and our Japanese and our Americans, fortunately. So. We are going to go ahead and get a dab live here on the radio. We're actually going to go ahead and put it on. Been wanting to play this Chris Conrad speech from Berkeley, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. We got about 90 minutes left in the show. Take a little while, and then we're going to get back into some music. Again, Charles I is our featured artist tonight. This is Chris Conrad, the Berkeley speech. It's about 15 minutes long. Thank you all so much for being with me. Trip Boone, Trip on Blast, CCHI Radio 2016, CCHI2016.org, .info, and CCHIRadio.com.
Long lifeline to the future, amongst many other works that this man, Chris Conrad, I welcome to the stage. Thank you, Chris, for your decades and decades and decades of work in this movement.
All right. Thanks, Mike, and thanks, everybody. I want to make sure that we thank Buddy over here and everybody who's working on this movement. You know, it was 25 years ago that Jack Hare and I were talking about what we were going to do about changing the world and legalizing cannabis, and we decided to write an initiative. So we got together with 40 of our best friends down in Malibu, California. Actually, Venice Beach, come to think of it. Get my town straightened out here. And we had a meeting where we drafted the first language of the California Hemp Initiative. And Jack and I stumped the state together until 94 working on that initiative. I went over to Europe for a while, but whenever we came back from a trip to Europe, there we would be back on the street working for this initiative and put in thousands of hours on it. I tell you, I wouldn't have done it if I didn't believe in it, because over the years I've seen a lot of ideas for how to do an initiative and for how to change the laws and how it should be regulated. And the beautiful thing about the California Hemp Initiative is that it respects the plant for what it is, and it respects adults for what they are, and it doesn't feel like we need a nanny government state in between us and every choice we make.
Yeah!
We got 1996, we did Proposition 215. Jack was no fan of Proposition 215. In fact, he was against it. Jack said that if we got Proposition 215 passed, so what would happen is we would have a group of people who had a vested interest in the medical marijuana thing who wouldn't care about moving on. And he said they would become complacent and it would be harder to make progress. Well, I believed in Prop 215 when I worked on it. I think it did a lot of good. But it did do what Jack was afraid of as well. It took some of the wind out of the sails of the broader legalization movement. And it didn't legalize sales, which is the backbone of America. We're a free enterprise nation. This is based on the idea that you make a product, you can sell that product, you can make money, then you can build a better life for yourself. But Proposition 215 didn't have that in there, so we had to go to the California legislature. And what did they pass? Senate Bill 420. Well, I love Senate Bill 420. Created collectives all over the state, allows us a defense for every major felony charged for marijuana. You had a legal defense if you were a patient. Except for one little thing, it was passed by the state legislature. So that means that the state legislature can change it. And this year, in fact of the matter, the legislature is getting ready to gut this. The California legislature is working on AB 266 right now. And the plan of that bill is to create two sets. Either you're a commercial interest with a friendly city or county that gives you a license and you're putting a lot of money back into the system, or else you're a felon. All dispensaries, all collectives with more than five people in them are going to be illegal. They're getting rid of all the legal protections that we've built up. And most people don't even know that. When I talk to the patients, they don't know it, because where do they get the information? They get it from the dispensaries. And what do the dispensaries think? They think they're going to be protected. But I don't think they're going to be protected. I see this as being a really dangerous thing that we should all be calling our legislators right now to tell them to restore all the protections for patients. Don't pass that law like it is right now. It's a wet dream for cops. But what about us? What about the sick and the dying? What about the people who have been building and growing this, building collectives and growing this plant for all these years? Do we really want everybody to go back in prison? This thing's going to go into effect before the end of next year if it gets passed and signed by the governor. And so what are we going to do then? Then we have to wait for the initiative. Well, what's the initiative going to be? Well, we're not exactly sure. It could even be more than one initiative. You know, a lot of people were not happy with Proposition 19 in 2010, which I did like. The reason I liked it was because it said that people who use marijuana had all their civil rights were protected. It said that all the protections of Senate Bill 420 and Prop 215 would be preserved. It said that you could grow any amount of marijuana for yourself and for your friends, and that would be a legal defense in court. It said that you could have businesses all over the state. But you know what? It didn't get passed, and a lot of people didn't even understand what it said. And a lot of the reason people didn't understand what Prop 19 would have done, that we would not be talking right now about Senate Bill 420 being destroyed and the collectives all being shut down if Prop 19 had passed. The reason that people didn't get it is because we all had a big division in the state. Some people said it has to be the perfect law. Other people said get what we can. But we only had one law on the ballot to choose from, and that was Prop 19. And I think it was a terrible, terrible mistake that we didn't do it. And one of the mistakes that was happened was the people in the movement chose to fight about it rather than work together. It's time to work together. We have very little time left.
Yeah.
This is not a game. If the legislature takes away Senate Bill 420, there is no plan B. You will be able to only grow for yourself, and only if the city or county that you live in allows you to. If you have more than five people, you will have to get a license, and the chances of getting that license are very small, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. This is what we're up against. So come 2016, we cannot split our movement over the language on the ballot. I believe that this is the best language. This is the initiative that I'm so proud of you guys for keeping the faith, for struggling together, for doing this work, because this is a great initiative. It does what we want. It gives us the potential, with very little government intervention, to go ahead and save this California environment. We should be growing hemp as a crop as a way of saving water right now instead of growing almonds, which are glutton for water. We should be using hemp for fuel instead of fracking. We should be doing all these things, and we know it, and we know that the way that it works in America is that you unleash the raw potential of our people, and you put it in conjunction with the resources that are sustainable. That means not just our generation, but our children's generation, and the seven generations after them will all survive. That's what the California Hemp Initiative does. It's a big struggle ahead, guys. Each one of us here has to collect 100,000 signatures on those. Not really. What are we talking about? 500,000 signatures. But then you need the over, so you got 500,000 signatures. So if there's a couple hundred of us here, then that means each of us has to get thousands of signatures to make this thing work. And it's not going to happen like that. Well, I know some people can get a few thousand signatures here, like Mikey. But most of us are not going to do that. So we need the time to be getting more and more people on board. I totally salute this movement. I'm so proud of you guys for doing the fight. I believe in the language. Right now, there's a big conflict going on in people who are working to get an initiative passed because, as you all know, CCHI is not the only initiative idea out there. There's like seven of them. And there's a good chance that the initiative is going to be funded. It's not going to be CCHI. There's going to be an initiative that's not exactly as broad as it. The reason for this is because there's two theories about what to do, and it's complicated by our President Barack Obama. Because Obama came in like he was our friend, then he screwed everybody in 2010, and now he's being our friend again. But his administration leaked the memo that said that the federal government will respect state laws that allow for marijuana use as long as those are strict laws and they're robustly enforced. Strict laws robustly enforced, that's what prohibition is.
That's right.
So what they're talking about is giving us a prohibition light, and that's what we end up with. Well, you know, as I said, if we had passed Prop 19, we'd be in a better place than we are now. Whatever the other initiative is, we've talked to all the different people. All the initiatives have the idea that you should be able to grow your own. Because if you can't grow your own, then you're not a free person.
That's right.
All the other initiatives allow for places to get regulated. But the other initiatives are all going to allow for counties and cities to make bans.
Right.
They're all going to set it up so that there's a regulated system that's so tightly controlled that's going to be very difficult to move forward. We can move forward. If another initiative gets on the ballot, I am going to support the other initiative as well. But what we need to do is make sure that the California Hemp Initiative is on the ballot as well.
Right.
Because if the voters look and they see a 65-page initiative full of regulations and restrictions and compliance-wise and limitations and stopping you from doing stuff, and then they see a one-page sheet that says, when this passes, you are a free human being able to live on a free planet and work with the most valuable crop in the world. I believe the voters will choose a one-page document that sets them free over a 65-page initiative that's going to make their life more complicated.
Yeah!
And so I ask all of you, work on this initiative. If this doesn't get on the ballot, though, do not attack the other initiatives. They're being written by people who are coming from a good place. Their hearts are in the right place. They're trying to make it work the way they think it'll work. They say if this initiative, the hemp initiative, gets passed, the feds are going to come in again because it's not robustly enforced and it's not restrictive. Well, that's what I like about it.
That's right.
And who trusts the feds anyway?
That's right.
When was the last time the federal government told you something that turned out to be 100% right?
Who started
for Well, when they did the movie Hemp for Victory. That was in 1943. All right? And so here we stand today on the threshold of history with very little time left, with a divided movement, with restrictions in front of us, with the legislature trying to pull the carpet out from under our legs. And who do we have? We have each other. And we have them. What we know is that we know how to explain that the Hemp Initiative allows you to be a free human being and your children to live on a planet that can survive. That's the message that every voter has to hear. We need to get those signatures out there, and that means you guys are going to have to make a commitment. And if there's another ballot, then I expect you to hold more than one clipboard and make sure we get something on the ballot, because if we do not, this will be the last year that the 420 collectives will exist in California, because the legislature is on the verge of taking it away from us. It's gone through the assembly. The Senate has already passed it in one hearing vote. It's in its second committee now. And so we cannot let this slide. We don't have until the next cycle. We have to do it in 2016. I'll tell you, when we wrote this initiative in 1990, I don't think a single person in that room thought that I would be on the stage in 2016 asking people to go and vote for it and to sign it. But here we are. The fight isn't over yet. The work is not done. But remember, we didn't get into this movement to fight. We didn't get into this movement to fight with each other. We got into this movement to win.
Right.
And the CHI is a winning initiative. We just need to get it on the ballot. So come together now. Work together now. Look ahead and don't fight with each other. Accept the other initiatives. They're good intended. They're better than what we have now, especially what we're going to have at the end of this year when the Senate, when the California legislature is done with us. But moreover, the best is the California Hemp Initiative, and that's the one I want you to bust your butts for between now and the collection signature period. I'll let Mikey explain the rest of you. Thank you for your time. I'm writing a new book called The Newbie's Guide to Cannabis and the Industry. Watch for it. It's going to be out in October. Chris Conrad.
So this is Trip Boom. We got an exclusive interview here. With,
Mickey said to celebrate. Thanks for all your enthusiasm and good work, folks.
Yes, there's one of the OGs in this movement. So Gigantis is coming up. And thank you all for sticking around.
CCHI Radio live in orbit. Cheers. Artist tonight on CCHI Radio. We're out here at the Orbit Show live, Sacramento, California. See you soon. Sacramento. You already know what it is. I'm in the Bud Brothers right here. Share of Patience, Bud Brothers. We're getting us our smoothies. They got all the different flavors of smoothies right out here. Doing it big, Bud Brothers. They got the frozen lemonade, the strawberry, raspberry, mango, peach. My favorite is the strawberry lemonade. I already had one of them. I'm about to get another one. My homie right here rolling up a Backwoods. Got some cookie right here. Shout out to the cookie fam. I'm not representing the cookies tonight. I'm representing the 100 Pound Club. We're live on the radio. Fear Patience is in the house. Follow them on Instagram at Sierra Patient Network. Yeah, I hear they got some flour out here. We're live on CCHI Radio, Trip on Blast. We got Waxy Wednesdays, buy one, get one half off. Free roll Friday. Free pre-rolls on Friday. Sunday special, 10% off. Any qualifying order. They got some story extractions. Story is what they're featuring right now. They're giving some dabs away out here. They got some flour. They got some edibles. Hella edibles. We're on the radio live right now, CCHI Radio, Trip on Blast, with patient-to-patient booths. They got delivery, 916-613-0517. So if you're in Sac right now, they're probably closed. What are you closed on? Closed at 9. So you got 10 minutes. You might as well just come to Orbit.
On Sundays, we close at 7.
Sundays they close at 7. Sac patients, city of trees, hashtag patient to patient, Sierra Patient Network. They're on Instagram at Sierra Patient Network. They're featuring the Satori extractions right now. What kind of flower are we featuring, guys?
We got some platinum
girl scout
cookie, actually
cedar berry white. That's pretty popular in Sac right now.
We got the 9-pound ham that we grew ourselves.
From TGA, so cool, who we've had on the Miss Jill, haven't had on the show before.
We got the sour lemon OG.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to get some of that. I love me. I love those three.
We got the critical mass, the high CBD that we grew ourselves.
Very high CBD.
And we also have our L.A. Confidential, which is one of my favorites.
The L.A. Con. It's a tough one. Tough to get a good one out here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Nice OG taste to it. Really, 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 really piney OG.
Got that piney OG, not the dirty OG, but the piney OG taste.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We're just walking around from booth to booth, doing interviews. We got about an hour left on the show here. We got some dabs, kind of some jelly bean dabs. So they're definitely fucking with TJ. Subcool, who we've had on the show. Miss Jill had Subcool on the show before. Satori, Nine Pound Hammer. Of course, we just said that from Sub. They got the Ninja Nail on 710. You already know. Giving out dabs. We'll take a dab here in a minute. We're behind the scenes right now, folks. DJ Selecta Lou spinning the set. The Blackjack, always a favorite. A couple different Tangies. All little half grams. Nice. Half grams and full grams. Just to name a few of the strains here to get you guys teased. The Agent Cookies. Tangy Power. Oh, shit. I need a half gram of that for sure. We're not gonna do a hand to hand on the air, but I need a half gram of that for sure. So who's most qualified right here to be talking on behalf of Sierra patients? You?
That would be one of these. Our patient to patient, Sacramento.
Patient to patient,
David.
Nice. So we got a couple collectives here coming together. For the sake of the patients out here. They're both, that's what they both own, good clean medicine. They got good extract companies here. And the CCHI, you know, is the only one that protects the extraction companies. So with all these assembly bills and everything, you know, they have these new assembly bills that it goes back to a physician. Your physician has to be able to say it's okay for you to be prescribed cannabis. You know, they're trying to turn back the clock right now, you know. Not just the cannabis doctor, though. A licensed physician and has to basically say it's okay with your other doctor to be prescribed cannabis. So we want to keep it moving. We appreciate everybody letting us come and say what's up in their booth. We're going to come back around here in a bit, take some dabs. We got Sequoia Labs out here. They got some of their creams on them. We're live on CCHI Radio here at the Orbit Show.
Dad CBD pain cream, great for muscle joints, arthritis, psoriasis, all organic ingredients, and very high in CBD. We work with Floristy, which is CBDoil.com, and use one of the highest end CBD oils in our products.
Wow, that's amazing. And this is CAD, Carter's Aromatherapy Designs, and they're definitely on the internet. Go to www.cadeessentials.co, and you can email Carter's Aromatherapy Designs at Gmail. So I'm here with Carter right now. Want to tell us a little bit more about, you know, what inspired you to do this?
I got into making this product because I had, you know, family of my own that was battling cancer. My aunt was battling cancer at the time, and I really wanted to try and develop products, and I was back east at the time trying to develop products that could help them. So started incorporating high-end organic ingredients into the product, and then linked up with a group of scientists out of Rhode Island who gave me a special antimicrobial formula to kind of set my product apart, and this formula eliminates bacteria and germs and also helps with cuts and wounds. And then from there, we connect with the gentleman who owns CBDoil.com and use one of the highest-end CBD oils in all of our products.
Who's that?
His name is Harry Bennett.
Harry Bennett. Shout out to him a lot. We got to go ahead and tell him a little bit about this. We got it's CAD, Carter's Aromatherapy Design, and it's pain cream. And it helps with muscle joints, arthritis, body aches, severe back pain, and everyday pain. Cannabis infused coconut oil with certified organic lotion base and mango, my favorite. I love all these little mango. Oh, it smells good, yeah. Got some mango, beeswax, pepper. I know, I smelled some kind of peppermint. Eucalyptus oil, nutmeg essential oils, menthol. This is good shit right here. I'm going to have to grab one of these too. So this is CAD, Carter's Aromatherapy Design, CAD, CBD Pain Cream, CBD Capsules, and CBD Body Butter for all your pain needs. We don't want the pain. We need to get rid of the pain. That's what Carter's out here doing. This is patients. This is Orbis at the patients. That's what it's all about. That's what CCHI is all about. That's what Meet All-Star LLC is all about. That's what Sierra Patient's all about. Patient's a patient. All these people with patients, they're all out here supporting the cause. And we talk to every single one of them about CCHI and every single one of them about why it's important to get involved. And that's what we're out here doing, getting them involved. Getting them to start collecting signatures next week. We need 100,000 in 45 days. That is the goal. That's what we are going to do. So we're going to play some more music from Charles the First. I got a couple more songs from him, and we're going to get back to some more talking. We're going to go see what's up with Anna Banana and try to get her to give us some food. See what she's got over there for you, boy. Trip, holla. Good, babe.
Cells in this tremendous brain, which I can't understand.
It's Charles the First here on CCHR Radio, Trip on Blast. You have to go somewhere quieter. People want to fire up their music, their trucks. We're firing up some of that patient to patient here. Gave me a little nug to roll. Over here, I'm sitting on some old ass Chevy Stepside. Barbed wire in the back. Fired up some of that sour lemon. This is Tribune. Trip on Blast, CCHI Radio. Davenport ladies are giving devs as soon as they come in the door. And that's the shit. To the Orbit crew out here, hashtag Weed All Star. Hashtag Orbit Show, live, Sacramento, California. We got Carter. We just hooked up with Carter. EAD, Patient to Patient. Sierra Patient Network, the delivery. Blood Brothers, got the slushies going. We're just out here getting the word out. Earl Minotti, Anna Banana, we're about to go mess with Anna Banana, but it just got fat in here. They're just letting some more people. It's a limited amount of people, so they let some people go out, and then they have to let some more people come in. That's how they have to do it. But, yeah, we're out here live. CCHR Radio, Trip on Blast. What do you guys want to talk about? What do you guys want to do? Give me a call. Let me know. 917-889-8298. You don't really go too crazy with this show like we do the other ones, like we have with the high-powered radio show. The high-powered show, Smoke Rules Radio on Tuesday night. We go crazy. Let my people go. We're going to play some more music. Ask these people to turn their truck down. What's up? That was Charles the First. It's Tribune, CCHR Radio. That was Roots, Charles the First. Shout out to my guy. I'm up there in Tahoe. Doing it real big if you're in the late night party scene. That's kind of bringing you a little different feel here, a little different flavor. So we got a lot of people here still coming in. Still coming in. Want somebody to call in and say what's up, see who's listening. 917-889-8298. We got about 50 minutes left in the show here. We're just talking about CCHI, California Cannabis Hemp Initiative, the Jack Hare Initiative, CCHI2016.org. Go to the website, sign up to volunteers. We're getting ready to start gathering signatures next weekend, October 31st. We have 45 days to collect 100,000 signatures to stop all of our assembly bills, all of our AB 266, 267, 633, or whatever. I can't remember the numbers. Right now, talking about other stuff. Thinking about who's going to call in. Nobody, Jeff. Didn't do any guests because I want to talk to the people out here. We're backstage right here behind the Davenport's booth. They got some perfect energy, guys. We're going to get on down. Get on down there with them there very soon. It's a beautiful thing, the purple tangy from OG Steve Borland. Steve Special Stash. Unbelievable. So, yeah, it's getting a little loud here, so I think I'm going to go ahead and play some more Charles because it's getting really loud. We just got the loop turned up. So it's anywhere I walk, it's getting loud. If you guys got any questions, call me, 917-889-8298. Follow us on Instagram, CCHI2016 Radio. Let us know what's going on. People are heading out once again. So, all right, we're going to play some more Charles the First. This is Summerlapse's Diana. Charles the First. Call me if you want to talk. 917-889-8298. Getting loud out here. I don't know if you guys can hear me that well. So, just going to play some music and we're trying to figure out how to do these live remotes and bring them to a fresh.
On the one hand, nature is dwindling. Everything wiggles. The outlines of the hills, the shapes of the trees, the way the wind rushes.
question altogether, which is, what do you desire?
Charles the First, we're back here live in the CCHI radio behind the Bradenport booth. Right when you walk in, the first thing you see is the Bradenport booth. That's how you know they're here.
Hi there.
You wonder what I'm eating? Medicated bacon. Banana. And a banana's got spiders tonight. Chili dog, mac and cheese, nachos. Shout out to Sherry Jane and the other people that she's got working so hard for. So I'm going to get back to eating this medicated bacon, play some more songs, and we're going to call it 90 minutes tonight, I think. It's still loud out here. It's really talk to a lot of people. Such short time. So we're gonna get back to the last song for Charles the First, new music. So we're featuring tonight. Tired Eyes, Charles the First. Call us up 917-889-8298. I'm not gonna say nothing until somebody calls in. 917-889-8298. Charles the First. Tired Eyes.
Thank you. I'm popping, what's popping now? I've been out doing this shit that I say I'ma do, because actions are louder than words. Yeah, didn't I say I would sign me a deal? Ain't I had three in the last 6 years? Didn't I say I was killing these shows? But that's right, you won't know, cause your ass wasn't here. Didn't I say I would send out my message? Didn't I say I would capture they ears? Didn't I go through that fight when my label was almost a slave, but I'm still right here? Didn't I hop out the challenger, pop at the challenger, still in my style, I came after, but bitch, you so boring and so not a factor, and niggas be dick riding you like a tractor, nigga, I'm popping now. Nigga, I'm popping off at the mouth. Nigga, what's popping now? Keep a chop on my couch since I moved out my mama house. Where have you been at? What you been up to? This what I heard. I've been out turning myself to an upstart, funded by beaches and flipping them birds. I've been out dropping these newspapers off like 3 a.m. The pay is absurd. I've been out doing the shit that I say I be doing, cause I always stick to my word. I've been out bending the block like an elbow, parking on side of the curb. I've been out doing the shit that I say I'ma do, because actions are louder than words. I've been out hopping out, I'm popping what's popping now. I've been out doing the shit that I say I'ma do, because actions are louder than words.
Okay, good man, bro. Hey, take it down. All right, brother. Stoner Society, Track Patience, what up? Follow them on Instagram. Shouts out to Greg Gibbler, shouts out to Davenport. Shout out to everybody that showed up tonight at the Orbit Show. We're going to end it because you hear how loud it is. You just look to lose, killing it, going in on the ones and twos. We're going to be at the Elevated Lounge tomorrow, Sunday, October 25th, starting at noon. Private event, Dab Sticks, Jungle Dirt, Caliber, Cali Kid, and also I don't want to forget to tell you guys, Jungle Dirt, Roots Rock and Reggae every first and third Thursdays, Matsuyama Japanese Fusion, Foothills Boulevard, 7452 Foothills Boulevard, number 100 in Roseville, California, with DJ Select to Lose. First and third Thursdays for Sushi Trip. We'll be at the next one, I think. I got a lot of things coming up. Going to be down in Antelope Valley, October 30th. That's with Camelo Roca. We're going to be down there with the Kushites. Let's go ahead and play some Kushites real quick. Cold World, Kushites. Hey, dude, consciousness and denial, we down spiral, when the movement's optionist to be liable for mistrial. So
Speak now, we bleed and breathe power, while they scheme and pee free speech and breed cowards. We swing the disease free from two towers, and we need to free these seeds to move outward.
Radio trip on blast for tonight. Shout out to DJ Selection Lou and Dabstick. We'll see you tomorrow at the Elevated Lounge. If you ain't got nobody to love you, your boy Trip loves you. Peace. Jungle Dirt Frank, what up?
Into the show. We've got the raffle coming up, so make sure you stick around.